I need a little help today. Help me, help me. I've been hypnotized. Or something like that. Friday the 10th of July. Woo! What is in that coffee, Ivy? Woo! I've got goosebumps. Welcome back to the No Panic Zone. It's Steve Gruber's show on a Friday. We'll make it. I can see the finish line. I'm going to be helped along by my good friend and confidant and psychological confidant. Steve Doolin here. Look, everybody, it's Doolin, licensed attorney and so much more. Doolin, welcome back.
Thanks, Gruber. Glad to be back.
Yeah. Heavily medicated, but so it is. I just want to talk about the Supreme Court. Man, I'm getting whiplash watching this stuff. You know, things that you think are going to go one way, go the other. Things that are going the other way, go that, back that way. Let's start with a couple of things. You're kind of an expert in such things. Let's start with Oklahoma. Can I go there?
Yes. You can you can still go to Oklahoma. You know, the big case you're talking about is the ruling that about half of Oklahoma is actually part of an Indian, actually more than one Indian reservation, I think, if you look at the map that I saw.
Right.
But it doesn't affect private property rights. In other words, you know, both the tribes and the opinion agree, the majority opinion agree that if you own a home or you own some land, it's still yours. It's really just a question of the jurisdiction of the state of Oklahoma.
Let me ask you that, then. If I am in Oklahoma, and I'm in this territory that has been designated as Indian Territory under the terms of a treaty signed back before the turn of the 20th century, right?
Right.
Let's say I commit murder, and I'm in Tulsa. Can I be prosecuted by the Tulsa Police Department, or can I not?
Well, apparently it depends on whether or not you're actually a member of an Indian tribe. So I don't think you are, so you can still be prosecuted.
Let me check my paperwork. Nope, I've got no tribe membership.
You're not Elizabeth Warren's cousin.
No, I'm not. I'm not qualified to be a member of a tribe either directly or honorarily. So go on.
Right, so then you can still be prosecuted, as I understand it. And don't feel bad if you have whiplash. I mean, I actually chatted with a colleague of mine who's an expert in tribal law. He's taught law school courses on tribal law. And he said it's going to take him a while to digest and understand, too.
Right.
Legal scholars disagree on what's going to happen moving forward. The good news is that the various tribes involved and the state of Oklahoma, parts of the state of Oklahoma government, are working on a joint plan that they're going to submit to Congress for approval, and they're going to try to disrupt things as little as possible.
That's good news, right? Which is too bad because
impact on taxes. Who do you think
right,
your property
it would be
taxes
a,
to?
Be a disaster. But you know, it's a bit disappointing to hear you say that, Doolin, because I was kind of hoping under this Supreme Court ruling, we might have the opportunity to give Manhattan back to the Indians and be finished with it. You know, because that was kind of one of my little dreams in life. You can have New York back. I don't mind. Take it with you, please. And can California go as well? On the other side of this, faithless electors, this is kind of a big deal. And I was talking about this earlier with one of my previous guests. But faithless electors now told that if your state says these are the rules, these are the rules. And the Supreme Court affirmed that.
Yes. What it said is that the faithless electors can be sanctioned or punished by the state that sent them to the Electoral College to vote.
Right.
But you still have, if you're the elector, you still have to cast your vote. So this is another debate within legal circles. The question is, if you have a strong streak of conscience and you decide to vote against the mandate of the state that sent you, will the vote still count?
Mandate.
The answer is probably, but you as the elector can probably be punished.
Well, that's right. And you can be replaced, and the vote can be cast the way it is intended to be cast. The states have tremendous control. Federalism still lives there. All right, and then on to the debate over taxes and seeing tax returns. Because the way, and this is often what happens, you know, you have reporters that run to the microphone breathless as soon, and here's what's happening, and you know, because they want to get the breaking news out, whether they're accurate or not. I don't think they care half the time, as long as they're first, which is the wrong way to go about it. But coming out and saying, well, Trump has to turn over his tax returns right now to the district attorney in New York, that's not true. And in fact, it could take months before any. He's going to have to produce it at some point, it seems, to the grand jury or to the DA there in the Southern District of New York. But it could take months. You'll never see it before Election Day. So really, it's a Pyrrhic victory for the Democrats.
Right. And they could still remain sealed, too. Not all evidence in every proceeding is available to the public either.
Right. Yeah. But these things, I would guess it might leak.
That's a fair bet. Yeah, you've been around long enough to know that's likely. Yeah.
Just going to throw that out there. But on the other side of that, the Democrats in Congress came straight up snake eyes on that deal. Their demands to subpoena Trump's taxes flatly rejected, from what I could tell.
Right. There still remains some separation of powers, absolutely. But being president is not the absolute shield that, say, Nixon argued it was in criminal cases.
Right, and the court also ruled, though, that just because you're Congress and demand papers doesn't make it proper. Just because you have the power doesn't mean you can just drop the power for political reasons, is the way I decipher it. Does that sound about right?
That is about right. There has to be some, to use the term that's traditionally used, some rational basis for the demand.
It's like I'm in summer school for the law, and I just got an A right here on the program. I'm so excited.
Gold star.
All right, Doolin. A hot weekend on the way. I hope you and your family enjoy it. Good stuff. The Supreme Court has kept me very entertained, but we'll have to move to something new next week because they're done for now.
They're going to take a break, too. Sure.
You got it. Doolin, have a great weekend, my friend.
Thanks. You too, Gruber.
There you have it. Steve Doolin, everybody. Attorney, also a professor of the law. A guy that knows a thing or two. But I guess we can still go to Oklahoma. That's good news. Quick break here in the No Panic Zone.